After steady declines in bus ridership, SEPTA is now considering a complete overhaul of its bus route network. Over the next 3 years, the transit agency will take a fresh look at where it is and how it runs its 1,500 buses. Jim Saxa of WHYY's Plan Philly had an exclusive sneak preview of the changes SEPTA is considering.
I'm sitting on SEPTA's least used bus route. It's Route 150. It runs between the Parks Casino in Bensalem and the Plymouth Meeting Mall. Right now, heading back at 1:45 on a Friday, I am the only person on this bus.
Route 150 averages fewer than 4 people per trip. I wanted to ask passengers why they ride the 150 to hear what's at stake if SEPTA ended the route, but there weren't any for me to ask. So instead, at the end of the trip, I settle for asking the driver just who takes this bus.
I don't pick up anybody that's going to work. This bus is like a casino bus for them, you know?
Derek Howell says the Route 150 is kind of like those charter buses that take retirees to Atlantic City, only better.
And it's a whole lot cheaper because they ride for free.
On SEPTA, seniors ride for free, and only seniors ride the 150.
SEPTA needs to do something. You know, the ridership picture has not been healthy.
That's John Orcutt, the advocacy director at Transit Center, a kind of public transportation think tank. Empty buses like the 150 are why SEPTA's ridership has dropped 33 million over the last 5 years. That's a 15% drop, and that's not sustainable. Like most transit agencies, SEPTA's bus ridership has gone down for a few different reasons. People are driving more because they can afford it. Gas is cheap and the economy's booming. Plus,
they're getting a lot more competition in the form of Uber and the like.
So SEPTA's faced with a pretty simple choice, says Rich Burnfield, SEPTA's deputy general manager.
We can do nothing or we can make changes.
The agency hired a consultant last year to look at whether SEPTA should consider overhauling its entire bus route network. And he gave the idea the green light.
So I think coming out of that report, there will be consensus that we should take a look at things to do something. The null alternative is not a good place.
SEPTA expects to spend the next 3 years completely redesigning its bus routes, both in the city and in the suburbs. Some won't change. Others might completely disappear. SEPTA will probably run more buses on nights and weekends. But nothing's been decided yet, besides the fact that SEPTA wants to improve its ridership numbers. To do that, SEPTA will look to put more bus lines between places where a lot of people live and where a lot of people work. That's easier said than done, because outside of Center City and University City, jobs in the region are pretty spread out. And buses work best when potential riders are concentrated in one area. Just how big the changes will be may come down to a single dollar. That's the cost of a bus transfer. Here's Jen Barr, SEPTA's long-range planning manager.
The fare policy and a transfer fee impacts the type of network you can design, and so making a decision about the transfer fee would affect our eventual network redesign.
The fees discourage riders from taking more than one bus to get somewhere. Instead, SEPTA has to provide direct one-seat rides between destinations. But if you get rid of transfers,
it changes it from a hub-and-spoke network where things are, maybe everything's trying to reach a downtown, into more of a grid network where you have a variety of choices. And so not every single bus is trying to get to the one major destination.
Imagine if most of SEPTA's buses worked more like the subway, where you take the L one direction and then transfer to the Broad Street line to go another. But that won't work if riders have to sit around too long between buses. And if they have to do so outside in bad weather or in a scary neighborhood, they'll be even less willing to wait. SEPTA won't know if it'll work until it starts the network reevaluation in earnest. A grid bus network generally means faster, more frequent, and more reliable service for most riders. But there will be losers. Some commutes will be longer, and bus service to some farther-flung areas may go away completely. Philly won't be the first city to redo its bus network. Houston did the same thing 3 years ago. Houston Metro's Vice President of Service Planning, Kurt Lurson, boiled the results down to just
two dramatic things. Greatly expanded weekday service in a grid-like network with more frequent routes running every 15 minutes or better most of the day.
In the year after the change, Houston saw its ridership jump 7.5%. Since then, it's gone flat. But with ridership sinking like a stone everywhere else, holding steady is a win. And a network redesign comes with no ridership bump guarantee. Baltimore just completed its own route revamp, and ridership there still went down 6%. So you could say that SEPTA's a lot like those seniors who take the 150 bus to Parks Casino. Ready to gamble. Jim Saxa, WHYY News.